On the phone right now, environmental climatologist. I love saying that. He's up. He's been all over television. He's been dragged to every network everywhere. He's argued with idiot liberals. I saw him pounding down Joe Nye, the science guy, I think. Was that you?
Yeah.
What? You know, I had an interview with that guy. What is... He must have hit his head on a beaker. It's right now, it's Pat Michaels. Hey, Pat.
Hi, Rocky.
What happened to that guy? He used to be such a cool guy about, you know, dinosaurs and paleontology and stuff.
Yeah, I've gone up against him four times, and each time there's been nothing but a little bloody mess left on the floor.
Well, he whines and complains. He looks like, you don't see him when you're talking to him, do you?
No, I don't use the monitor because
right.
The monitor makes me nervous.
You almost made him cry.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I guess he can do very, very well if he's got a teleprompter like somebody else we know. But in that format, you don't have a teleprompter.
Well,
you got to actually say what you know.
He's buddies with Ellen. Did you know that? They're big buddies together, he and Ellen. They got a lot in common. Let's not go there. But anyway, listen, you didn't make it to Copenhagen, did you?
Are you kidding? You want me to go freeze in the cold with a bunch of nuts?
We had our own mini Copenhagen here last night.
I see it.
And they want to pass something called the Charleston Green Proposal. It's not... The only green they're going to do here, Pat, is this.
Take yours.
Yeah, they're going to take my green. What does it take to convince these lefties and the people who are, you know, the people who are on the fence? What does it take to convince them that this is a sham? It's a money grab.
Well, that's what they said. Okay, I'm just looking at the green plan, and I really like it. Who is the person that says yes? Whether you believe climate change or not, our civilization is at stake.
That's our mayor.
Please.
That's our mayor. That's Mayor Joe, who stood up in a meeting a few years back and go, we all know secondhand smoke is killing people. What? Name one. I don't like secondhand smoke either, but I don't know if anybody's killed. You know, what does it take, I mean, to get this through? I mean, this is really just a money grab, isn't it?
Well, it is nothing. There is no way. Change people's minds. When Dennis Knight, who chairs the building subcommittee, says this is not an issue of left or right, but right and wrong. I mean, this is a moral religious argument, and you're not going to win in that field with facts or reason.
It has become a religion, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been for a long time. I mean, you know, the bizarre part, Rocky. Is the surface temperature of the planet is somewhat warmer than it was 100 years ago, thanks to all the stuff being revealed in ClimateGate. I'm sorry I can't tell you exactly how much warmer it was, but
yeah, not much.
But in that accompanying that warming, in the developed world, life expectancy doubled, some crop yields quintupled, and personal wealth went up by a factor of 10 in constant dollars. Is that the end of civilization?
No, as a matter of fact, there's a movie up. What's his name? Phelan McAfee, is that his name? He's the guy that stood up and had the microphone. He's Irish. He's the one that stood. I mean, from Ireland. He's the one who stood up and kept asking Al Gore questions. They took the microphone away from him.
They unplugged it, and the previous day he was asking Stephen Schneider from Stanford some pointed questions about ClimateGate. And Schneider's answers were so unbelievably arrogant. And finally, an armed guard was interposed between McAfee or whatever his name is, and Schneider.
Well, the movie that he made, kind of a documentary, in fact, it is a documentary, it's called Not Evil, Just Wrong. I'm beginning to wonder if he should change the title to, yeah, they're evil and they're wrong.
Wonder.
Yeah, because it'll go through the whole Al Gore movie thing. I mean, the lefties, they still insist that Al Gore's movie, An Inconvenient BS, they believe it, they will not admit that it is a farce no matter how much you put in front of them.
No, the former vice president, I guess you still call him vice president, is being caught more frequently on an almost daily basis now saying things that just aren't right about climate change. And I think his credibility is dropping pretty rapidly. I can't help but think, looking at some polling data that I've seen, that ClimateGate and Copenhagen are not being paid attention to by people, and they're being paid attention to in a way that is making the proponents very unpopular. I was just looking at this Florida Senate race that the Republican was not supposed to have a chance in against Chris, the governor, and that's tied today.
Oh, yeah. That guy is talking conservative down there, and this Chris guy is talking middle of the road. Let me tell you where middle of the road is. That's where the weenies stand, okay? Because they can't take a position on either side. No one should ever be middle of the road. What a stupid thing to call yourself.
Yeah, well, that's like trying to change from driving on the left-hand side of the road to the right-hand side of the road gradually.
Nice.
You know?
I like the Pretender song, Middle of the Road. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, there you have it. Who is it? A gal that doesn't know what Gillette is. But anyway, the point is here is that in our city council meeting last night, you know what you don't know, Pat, is that there was so much that happened that didn't get printed in the paper. Like comparison of maps from a couple hundred years ago to now, the place looks exactly the same. It still floods in the same places it did before. All this climate change that has happened hasn't affected it a bit. I mean, you got the very fact that nobody ever brings up that if you did have a few degree temperature, you know, rise in the planet, wouldn't that lengthen the growing season?
Well, sure. I mean, and you got to remember that you used to grow oranges all the way up there, and you don't now.
Yeah. So. And I saw it on the McAfee video that does that his name McPhailen? What's his name anyway?
I don't know exactly how to pronounce his last name. So
yeah, it's Gaelic of some sort. But yeah. The thing is, the movie's really good because he points out in there that the EnviroWacks are the ones who back in the day they got rid of DDT because it was going to kill everybody. Well, you know what? Do you know what getting rid of DDT did? It brought back malaria. How many people in Africa and South America died because there was no DDT being used? When they used DDT for the next couple of decades, things prospered over there because people were healthier. Guess what? The tsetse fly died when they sprayed that stuff around. And you can't point to anybody who died of any DDT complications anywhere.
Yeah, malaria is actually caused by transmitted by mosquitoes.
Sure.
But, you know, that was a travesty. And today, you talk about the spread of malaria from global warming. Diseases like this are controlled not by climate as much as they are by sanitation and chemistry. I can give you an example of a similar disease called dengue fever. A few years ago, there was a huge outbreak in Reynosa, Mexico, which is right along the Rio Grande. Hundreds of cases, and Hidalgo, which is right across the river, okay, from Reynosa, I think there were 5 cases. You know, do you think the climate change just stopped at the Rio Grande? No. Sanitation started at the Rio Grande.
Yeah, that's the way it works, too. I mean, I always put it a lot less delicately than you do. I say, far be it from me to even want to live like some nation where they still pee in their own drinking water. Thank you, Rocky D, 2009. All right, listen. Here's a statement from our meeting last night on climate change and the green proposal. Now, the green proposal in Charleston, even that is based on the Al Gore model. It really is. Here's a guy that stood up, some guy from Daniel Adams stood up and said, hey, can any council member, this is a quote, can any council member tell me what the financial impact will be on developers and homeowners? What they don't tell you in this article is that nobody had an answer for that.
Of course
nobody.
Not. Of course not. I suggest that some of your city council people go to places like Portland, Oregon, and in the state of Oregon, where they've had these phenomenal growth restrictions, and the economies of these towns are just in the toilet.
Yeah, they are. And I don't know about you, but I've been recycling and being nice to the environment and cleaning things up and picking other people's messes up, for God's sake, at times, since I was a little kid.
Yeah, I know. That's one of the things that's always really weird about this is enforcing recycling as if that's going to do something. Yeah, recycle your cans and tires. That's really good. But, you know, glass made from silicon, that sand, is there a shortage of sand on the face of the earth?
The only problem is I don't know. They say that glass will outlast, you know, it'll last for a millennium, and I don't know.
So does sand.
Yeah, so does sand, is right. Well, I don't know. I don't know, Pat, where we're going with this, but it looks like you think that we're going to end up passing this thing through like local organizations like ours and national. Are we going to have a United Nations run overseer of planet cleanliness?
They would like that to happen, and I would argue that there is a brief window of opportunity for the United States to agree to this stuff. It's between now and when the current Congress retires itself next December. That's their window of opportunity, because the composition is going to change in November, and so the Congress that sits in January 2011 is just not going to be amenable to this kind of stuff. That's why there's the rush on this,
yep,
and healthcare and all that stuff. They got this brief window of opportunity, and they're willing to expend these first-term congressmen and a number of senators in order to do this.
That's it. They're trying to push it through before they lose, and that's exactly what they're trying to do last night at City Council.
And ironically, they're going to make the loss worse.
Good.
But the problem is undoing it. Undoing a cap and trade would be pretty difficult, and I doubt, frankly, that it can be done, because the undoers will run up against the 60-vote rule too.
Our local one here, the green proposal, would end up with a panel of green monsters, a greeny weenies, deciding which cars and vehicles are going to be taxed more than others. Okay, based on their miles per gallon, or based on their eco-friendliness. Now, let's listen to this. They're going to tax those diesel-spewing church buses from the AME churches more? Just thought I'd ask. That's what I want to know.
All I can tell you is, when the politicians get a hold of this, watch out. In Oregon, this is really funny, when hybrid cars first came out, the state DMV doubled the registration fee on them. Why? Because they used less gas and didn't pay enough taxes.
There you go. There you have it. Yeah, there isn't a single green industry that isn't subsidized by a local, a county, state, or a federal government subsidy somewhere. They're all government run in one way or another. Hey, Pat, we're out of time, man. We'll talk to you again, man. It's good seeing you all over television, man.
Keep the faith.
Hey, yeah, man, every day. All right, see you, man.